Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. You already hear it, or you don't hear it. Are you sure you want to transfer mode?
I can't. Oh my God, we're on the air right now. Good evening, everybody. This is DJ Butterfly here, the one, the only, accept no substitutions. Instead of everyone you're hearing, you're listening to the program, tune us from the microphone. All right, please get involved. Call us. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I thought that we were making more of a difference maybe than we were. I remember wondering, taking out trash, we're really making a difference. I mean, sometimes it seems like there's just so many people. Some of them are bound to be without food and water and able to get by. Nature is weeding out. Not just the wheat, but almost everybody. Things have gotten bad. Anywho, there we were. We were on the train once again, and I asked, why not always there yet? Something we found annoying. I asked, where to next? And you basically told me, what did you tell them?
I said, from an organic standpoint, we must design the wealth that we do in our harvest. So that you experience once you get past that chapter, you just engage in the youth of the harvest coming around. When that harvest is coming around, it's always going to be a new birth. Life will be fresh wisdom that come across our experience and others. And, you know, the cities that we travel, the towns that we travel, it's just wrapped up in the actual timer of our clock that it takes us to move to the next segment of travel. And we are moving to better purpose.
That's an epic story. But all I ask is where we're headed next. But anyway, the thing is, we're headed back to Miami, Florida. When I asked why we're going back, I think his exact words were, dude, the bigger the city, the bigger the homeless problem, the more people are going to need us. Okay? I mean, in a way, we're not just going to basically stop off once at every single city. The homeless problem is a big epidemic, but our place is where it's really bad. And that's where we're going to make the most of our little round. Headed back to Miami. Things were very bad in Miami. If you guys have been listening, you know what took us to Miami, don't you? I noticed that from some place there was all these problems with all the plumbing, basically, whatever, all the porta potties, there was all the floor going on there, the flooding the street. There was a bunch of trash going on there. It was really, really, really bad. I was perplexed, but I remember wondering, what are we going to do then? So, we're going to go around and pick up the garbage. That's all I are, sure. But what else? That find a way to get somebody to
shelter.
Here's the thing. The bigger the city, the bigger the population, the bigger the homeless problem they're going to have. This is the most action they throw to most people out on the streets. And Miami, Florida, it is a beautiful place, but we're not going there to relax. It was going to be work to make it more beautiful. There was work where we drove on in, and I remember all the action that happened there. There was a again.
They got up garbage, five pit. I know there's been a lot of garbage on the beaches, you know, with all their beaches.
Cans and bottles, one by one.
I was like, aluminum cans. Why do I have aluminum cans anyway? I know there's been another bottle.
The truth is, some of the vagrants out there had made like their own tent there on the beach. They were getting shaked off because of it. I'm not serious. Oh, come on, you know I'm serious, don't you? You know this is a problem.
You know, dang, it's just that it seems like the less money you have, the less options you have, the less people respect you. There are people who sort of hate you for being homeless.
I mean
really.
There are people who just basically, they have that kind of pressure.
I think I wish these people would just disappear.
Even though they know they could basically be in the same spot. You know, we're all one or two bad breaks away from the street. We're a couple dollars away from the street. We are. Looking around, things are only getting worse. But, okay.
I will talk to everybody. First, let's take some trash. It's always picked up things up one by one. And I always made a point to smile and wave hello to all those people in their tents. The people basically, I thought, we're going to help pick up the garbage, which helps things better. I'm glad that overflowing sewage problem isn't really that bad. But tell me, I got to ask, what do we do about the homeless problem in general?
I'm going to pick up all the trash.
That's what we do.
Well?
Well,
yeah. For the most part,
one solution fits everybody's problem. That is not always the case. It's people that are emotionally traumatized by vulgar connection with trash that they have been seeing. They hit the bottom of the trash. It's almost like, you know, you pour a cup of tea. And you put sugar? Where did sugar go? Do you just flood the cup or you have to stir it up?
You got to stir it up. It just kind of dissolve in the glass. In the hot water and whatnot.
So where do you think, with regards to the people, where does that actually fall in place with the people? Well, of course, helping, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at the people, and that's one thing to people, too. People like you. Trying to help them in a way that I feel like you're trying to operate on their problems. And I feel like, who makes you the designated person to do these things?
What? You know, because people, it's like they, you get tired with people hold on to.
And
if you think you're helping somebody, depending on how they're feeling, they feel like,
no,
I didn't
tell
you you should help me.
I didn't tell you you should even bother me. Because that's what people are feeling. Who told you you're going to bother me? Why are you over here? Like, you looking at this person don't have anything. They're looking at you with, who are you?
Why are you over here? I don't know you. You invade their place, a fabulous place,
they feel. You know? It's the people that you get to know with that have the house, well, this and that, and don't get all those people. All it is people that don't have things. They still don't want to bother you.
Still don't want you in their face.
You give them something, stick in the back. I mean, I'm not trying to get anybody. No visual moment of people doing this, and then people be like, I'm bothering people? These people are human beings. You forget that they still see the things that they have in their mind as you would see things in your mind. Right? And so when you understand these components, you truly are connecting to what you are as a human being. It's the universal thing that we connect to even if we don't have or we do have. Right? And
It's other senses of connection that you have. Things that you think is unimportant. Couldn't be a reference to being important. You know, people be looking at you, not what you give them, in that capacity, but what are you truly connected on, you know, on a personal level with them. And other people think about how can I connect with you? How can I see inside of your vision, right?
It's like, if you're a person to walk, right? A person wants you to take them through the experience of walking, like they're walking, right? Help me out. Let me do this this way. I'll lead over this way. Oh, they want the whole emotion. And you know, some people, oh, they don't realize how stressful and hard it is to maintain the way that they want to be turning, how they want to be leaning back. And people want to see you carry
when they're pointing at you, like you're carrying them. So when you see them, and you don't push back and, you know, concerned about how they're smelling, how they're looking, then they feel like a part of them is being carried on.
Yes, maybe. But, yes. The thing is, I remember being told at one point, and try and save everybody. And the thing is, we're not going to be able to save everybody. That's the order. Can't save them all. The whole point is, if I try to save everybody, you save as many as possible. It's about angel perfection. You never reach it, but the whole point of it is always kind of come close. Anyway, I remember I was picking up garbage. I've noticed this effect. People don't respect you when you pick up their litter away.
They're grateful that you're doing it, but somehow... It's like the
janitor
in school.
You
don't respect somebody. You don't respect
somebody. Come on now, man. Don't use terms that create this kind of contaminated viewpoint. Because we know if you're dealing with people from different parts of the world, human beings have a different connection, man. And the first thing that you think is making them upset and could be making them happy. So you can't just use that generalized experience to just generalize everybody. Because somebody's like, you beat the whole mad part of your day, and somebody is like obsessed with seeing you and they just connect with you. And you don't understand how to connect with you.
And you could be thinking
that
you're
not going to be in a good mood. You could be disconnected with somebody. But isn't that where it saves? You can go where somebody's at. And because how you went about doing it, everything you do could be interpreted wrong. If you had an opportunity
to truly connect with someone that you didn't have an opportunity to connect with,
you don't think you're leaving your desires into somebody that truly appreciates something from a considerate place. How they really are really connecting with moving along with somebody that's truly invested in them. What's about connecting investment with people, but truly when you connect and invest in, is how you actually see the things that people are going through as not the problem, but the outcome of the, you know, of the not having the proper things to actually manage in their life, right? When we put those things correctly into life, see how it's good to be in position to talk about helping somebody and then maybe you flip to the other side of the table. So really, it's how you motivate people's, you know, overcoming moments, how you embrace them and get them something in place to show that you're not going to quit on them. And you know, you them more than what they think that they can even have, but you give them a sense of hope. You know? Think about that. How people truly help you, how they truly look,
it's just something about someone truly got
the
message.
You know,
got the memo
what you
need
and
do it.
That you don't expect it, you know? You know what I mean? How
can
you do
it? I have time.
It's 7:45. Here you've been listening to the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Pieces here and Organic OK. All right, now please get involved. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I picked up garbage. I went off. You know, one thing I've noticed is that There's been a lot of typhoons, tsunamis, hurricanes, and other such disasters in Miami, Florida, all because of the greenhouse effect, they say. They say that's what's causing it. Climate crisis was a major one, and it's affecting a lot of the people who didn't have homes. I mean, there's flooding, too. I thought...
Are you a news station?
Yeah. I came across basically one of the guys over there. I won't give away his name, but let me say something. We sat and we talked, and he talked about how basically he was happy being a beach bum. The thing is, this was not a guy who really wanted to get back to walking the line again, who didn't want to get off the street. He was happy. He was happy basically living life this way.
So we are, listen to this. This is one of the things that I always talk about on my platform. And not a gossip column. I don't want to sound like I'm a gossip column. You know, I don't want to get caught up in talking about people. I want to be caught up in resolving people's problems. That's the thing. Now, if you go to a hospital, it's one of the things you see people sick as heck. And it's like to be harassing people just sick about wanting to laugh and be like, hold on a second. Is this laugh intentional? Is this a peaceful laugh? You think you were sick? What are you laughing about? Is this laughing? I ain't laughing. You showing me a sense of positivity. You talking about laughing. What kind of laughing is this? Don't be laughing together. I don't want any pain. You want to see the slide pad and throw a little slide laugh at me. Who want to be laughed about around at that moment? How's your respect with your laughing? I don't even look like that at this moment. You know what I'm talking about. People laughing. And you know, if you sit there doing this stuff, you'll stick a dime for the plug, everybody, for the plug. And you laugh. I was just so, when I come back and I get moving better, we're going to get better. You would go through moments, man, and look at you and be like, if I could trip that laugh, that's what I'm going to call you, my laugh.
That's true. I thought about that. Now, I know I've said before that everybody should basically experience life a little bit on the street, just for a while, just to see what it's like.
Man,
I know, it's so
easy.
It's so easy to get off the street, but
it's
so hard to get off.
Please, stop making this hard hesitation. Tell us about your opportunity. You are the killer bill. You are the options.
The killer don't have everything, but let's talk about
it. Everything.
That's what they want.
Everything.
He basically went out and caught fish.
He did.
It's not all up to the vagrants out there. A lot of them are being chased off the beach. They're being chased away. Look at it. Look, you know there's always been a pandemic. Whenever there is basically a group, the majority of those in power don't like, they do the cleansing. They want to
stop talking like this. This is why the people went to the streets. Because the people are actually talking. Did you ever think about that? And how's that property, sir?
Yeah, got it. It's covered 15 times more than last time. Wake up and get good morning time. baby, I didn't know it was you. Did you know it was dirty in the house? Come along with the money. And there's something else to say that makes sense. Yeah. How your sound sound? This stuff don't sound good as it did at first. The sound sounds good. It don't sound as good. It was a lot clearer. Hello? It don't sound as earlier. Remember earlier? You know how the sound sound? Sounded better? It don't sound that good. How your sound?
Look, I remember. I heard my voice before, but now it's like it's not happening.
Yeah. I was saying we got it's gonna take a little while to get better, but over time we won't have this problem. But it's a